Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
You know what really burns me up inside? I mean, really, really gets me. It's when I see people, great people, worried about what others think about them. I'm going to share with you my biggest breakthrough, and I think this is going to resonate. You need to share this episode with as many people as you can possibly share it with, because this afflicts most people. This is why most people live an entire lifetime full of regret. Is because they actually care what other people think about them. They're letting people rent space in their mind. Rent free. All because this is what happened. Oh, I get so fired up. It's what most people do. They're like, oh, I'd love to do that, but I wonder what, fill in the blank, brother, sister, mother, father, kids even, what are they going to think about it? Like, how? What are they going to, who gives a shit? Seriously. And this is a true statement, and I would shout this from the rooftop. My biggest breakthrough in this business came when I stopped giving a shit what anybody thought about me. Nothing. Don't care. Now, I'm not out to hurt anybody, not out to intentionally harm anybody. I think that goes without saying, right? We're all adults, okay? I'm talking about when I used to, even with the show, with the podcast, you know, how silly is this? I was still in a job. And I'm trying to tiptoe, tap dance on the head of a needle, not trying to offend people I work with, not trying, you know, but still trying to be Johnny Motivator on the other end and build a bit. You can't do it. You can't please two masters. You can't chase two rabbits. Both of them will get away. All right. And when I finally said, the hell with it. what am I doing? This is like the stupidest thing I've ever, not only that I've ever tried to do, and I've tried to do a lot of stupid things. This is the dumbest thing anybody's ever tried to do. Is to please two masters, to say, okay, I can't offend the people I work with, I can't offend my family, I can't offend the people that I know from this part of my life, the people at my church, and this part, what are they going to think about? Screw it. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm just going for my dream. And good Lord, if that hurts you, that's a you problem. That ain't a me problem. What the hell am I doing sitting around worried about what you think about me? Don't let anybody have that kind of control over you. Don't let anybody have that kind of control over you. You know, about a month ago or so, maybe longer, I interviewed Tucker Max on the show. And look, Tucker's an acquired taste. A lot of people don't like him. He swears a lot. He's, you know, comes across to some as arrogant. I actually enjoyed the interview. I thought it was great. Tucker Max, you can check it out on my website or even here on iTunes. Just search it. It was, I know exactly when it was. It was the first week of June 2016, just about almost 2 months ago. Anyway, Tucker and I agreed on a lot of entrepreneurial concepts, but he's atheist. I'm a Christian. And that's one thing. And then he's like, doesn't have any relationship at all with his parents. My parents are deceased. Well, actually, my dad's alive, but you know the story. Never met the guy really. Met him a couple times. Didn't meet him till I was in my 40s, 44 years old. But by all intents and purposes, I don't have parents. And Tucker said, yeah, I stopped trying to please my parents a long time ago. That's when I really became successful. And I got what he was saying. Now, say what you want about somebody like that that cuts their parents out of their lives and he's an atheist and he doesn't care, but there's something to be said for the success that he realized when he stopped trying to please mom and dad. And some people, and there's a lot of them out there, and they're not even bad people, but they want to please mom and dad. Like, they don't want to let them down. Like, they'll stay in the good job, they'll stay, you know, in a relationship, or they just don't want to upset the apple cart. They'll go to Thanksgiving dinner even though they got to drive 600 miles and they can only be there for one night. They don't want to offend anybody. They'll go for the holiday. Instead of living their own life and saying, hey, that's on you if you don't understand, if I can't get there, okay? If I can't make the family reunion, that's on you for being upset Okay, I'm just telling you what's going on with my life. It's not being selfish. Got responsibilities, man. 40 years old, I'm 50 years old. Some people never are able to shake that. And for me, it was more, you know, because it wasn't really family driven, it was more occupation driven. I didn't want to disappoint anybody at work. Well, you know, they did give me a chance, you know, they did give me that first promotion. I'm like, I look back at the other way. I said, well, that's one way to look at it. The other way is I worked my ass off. I mean, why wouldn't? I didn't give them any other choice but to give me 3 promotions in 4 years and pay me 100 grand a year with all those, you know, stocks and everything that comes with it. And they got me on the cheap for how much value I brought to the organization. I wouldn't let anybody anymore have that type of control over me, because I know if I was that person 10 years ago, there's no way, number one, I'd be doing this show. There's no way the content would be any good, because you would just be hearing a sanitized version of some corporate slave or some entrepreneur who just wanted to say what people he thought wanted to hear, and it wouldn't be what I really thought. You know, when I speak on stage, if you've ever heard me speak, it's a really great experience for the audience, and I don't say that from an arrogant perspective. I say it because the feedback that always comes back is, man, you're authentic. It's just, boy, there's no filter on you. You're not brash. You're not offensive. You're not arrogant. You're a pretty funny guy, but I get the impression that this is who you are all the time. And I said, you know, it is. It's exactly who I am all the time. And I lost that filter. And when I lost that filter, I gained myself. When I lost that filter, I gained who I was, because I was always living my life, at least in the corporate world, through a filter. I always wanted to say, well, let's think before I say that. Let's think about how that... That's just the way I feel, man. If that offends you, they're just words. Words have no meaning but the meaning you give to them. If you're going to take the words that I'm saying and all of a sudden be offended, hey, anybody, if they try hard enough, can go through life every day and be offended. All right? And there's a lot of people out there. They're professional offendees. Hey, what do you do for a living? I get offended. Oh, cool. Yep. Slightest words, whatever it is, I look to be offended almost every single time somebody says anything to me. Somebody cuts me off in traffic. It couldn't be because they were just a little distracted and didn't see me there. They meant to do it. They're passive aggressive and they offended me. Yep, that's what I do. I walk around every day. That used to be me. Not anymore. My success shot through the roof when I stopped giving a crap what anybody thought. And you need to do that as well. You got to stop caring what other people think about you, man. Easier said than done, but do it. I'm telling you, it is going to be the most liberating feeling. And yes, of course, you're going to end up hacking people off and upsetting people and, you know, getting it. But that's their problem. That's on them, man. If they're not mature enough to understand that you're going someplace, you're not sitting around waiting for something to happen to you. You're going to go out and you're going to seize the damn thing. All right. You're going to get this thing done. And that's on them. They coming along for the ride or not. It's their choice, man. It ain't yours. It's their choice. You're just going for it. That's it. That's all. Stop caring. Are you with me? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.